To start off, I need your name and title for the record.
Okay, I'm Ron Brohammer, the city administrator for the city of Richmond.
And Mr. Brohammer, what did we have go on here in Richmond today?
Well, we're starting a strategic economic development. I'm not sure I want to say a plan, but at least a direction. We're working with Zimmer and Company and some of their representatives. We had Kay Barnes here tonight and Troy Nash and Tracy Sedler and other members of their staff. They worked with, we had about 150 members of our community that turned out for this event. Asked a lot of questions, got a lot of ideas from our community on kind of what we want to be, where we want to go, what we see some of the threats are to the community, what are our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities. So just really, this is kind of step one on looking to the economic development and the future of the city of Richmond.
And how did the city of Richmond get to working with the Zimmer team here?
Well, it's really kind of a long story, but I guess to make a long story short, I met Troy Nash from Zimmer about, it's been a little over a year and a half ago now, and we kind of struck up a conversation. They were working with the Marshall-Saline area, and they invited us, the mayor and I, to a meeting similar to this one over in Marshall. We were very impressed with what we saw and with the interests, attitudes, the ideas of the community. And so over that year and a half time, we've been working with them, trying to develop some similar concepts for their activities here in Richmond. So that's kind of how it worked out.
Were you happy with the community input here?
Absolutely. I mean, you can always, it's always be nice to have more people, but I think this was a good-sized group that had a lot of good ideas, and clearly the people that are interested in their community came out tonight.
Now, this is not the last step. What comes next? You was talking a little bit earlier, this is just the crawling part.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really just step one, and it was, I would say, almost an introduction for the staff from Zimmer and Company and their folks to an introduction to the community of Richmond, and really kind of an introduction for the folks here to them. As I said, they collected a lot of thoughts and ideas, which they will kind of mold into, I would say, the beginnings of a roadmap. They'll be back. They'll interview individuals, companies, owners, entrepreneurs, and kind of put that all together over a six-month period. In that time period, they'll develop kind of a plan for Richmond to move forward. As in anything, they're certainly not going to be the ones that will make it happen, but hopefully they will give us ideas, almost a roadmap, if you will, on things that we can do.
Now, if there's somebody out there and they wasn't able to come tonight, but they still want to give input, what could they do?
Well, we have several members of the steering committee, which have been kind of identified to the community, and we'll continue to identify those. But certainly anybody that has any thoughts or ideas, they can contact my office, and I'll be happy to sit down and visit with them. And if we needed to, we could connect them directly with Zimmer staff and let them have input directly, or we'd be more than happy to forward it on.
Now, I do have some side questions not involved with tonight. We do have some bad weather coming up. Is Richmond prepared?
Well, we hope so. We were able to get our hands. We have plenty of salt on hand, and we're hopefully going to be able to brine the streets tomorrow. We wanted to do it today, but we had some problems with our equipment, so hopefully they'll get that done in the morning. We get the salt brine down on the streets, so that has a tendency to keep the snow and ice from really adhering to the street. Makes it a little easier to plow off. But yes, we've got our crews and our equipment organized and ready to go if we do get a significant snow.
Okay, and if we do get a significant snow, do you have a message for citizens here?
Well, the message is always the same when there's a good-sized snowstorm, is every car that's parked in the driveway or whatnot is one that, one, the owner isn't at risk for an accident, and two, it makes it much easier for us to clear the streets if the cars are off the driveway. So if we do get the storm that they're kind of talking about, the best thing for really everybody to do is stay at home unless you just absolutely have to go out.
All right, Mr. Brohammer, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I'm just delighted that you all were able to come and be with us tonight, and I'm really pleased with the turnout. I liked what I heard. I liked what I heard from the community as well as Zimmer Group, and hopefully we'll move forward, and in a few years we'll see a thriving community here in Richmond.